This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome back to Good Moms, Bad Choices. I'm Jamila.
And I'm Erica.
And happy hump day, y'all.
Happy hump day. How you doing? It's almost Halloween.
Hey. It's our favorite holiday of the year because we're witches and we go hard for Halloween.
I know. I'm really excited because I am Beyonce and Irie is blue per her idea, which was the best idea because a bitch always wanted to be Beyonce. So now I have a reason.
Perfect.
What are you and Lou going to be?
I like to keep it a surprise, a.k.a. I like to wait to the last minute and then, like, dig through my closet and be like, oh, I found something, and I put it together, and it was great.
You are really good at that.
But also, I think I got these really cool pants, so I want to kind of be a cowgirl.
Oh, I saw those pants, yeah.
But I hope, even though it's COVID, I hope to get invited to at least three things so I can makeshift last minute at least have three costumes, or also just do it in the house by my goddamn self anyway, because I'm that type of costumey bitch. Okay, anyway, we're joined by two handsome, lovely men from the East Coast Hard or Soft podcast.
What's popping, y'all? How y'all doing today? It's such a pleasure to be here with you ladies.
Pleasure to have you. This is actually our second time doing this because the fellas love us so much. They lied and said they lost the first footages because they just want to hang out with us all the time.
Yeah, that's actually, I can attest to the fact that Orlando's computer and hard drive was stolen out of his car. Mm-hmm. With your stuff on it, and like we were devastated by it, so we're happy.
It was a really good episode too. I can't remember everything we said, but I know it was long as fuck, and it was good. If you guys haven't checked out Hard or Soft podcast, you definitely have to. They talk about sex and all of their sexual endeavors. Orlando on OnlyFans.
Retired now.
Wait, hold on. I've been wanting to ask you about this forever. Wait, why are you retired? What happened?
Nothing happened. Well, we really just converted my OnlyFans into the podcast having an OnlyFans. So we're like the first podcast that have an OnlyFans, and we get our listeners to send in like different things. So this one girl sent in a pussy, like just creamy. We had a couple send in them having sex and squirting everywhere. We have a few squirting submissions.
This is a great idea.
Yeah. And we record our own content while we're recording the podcast live. And we put it all on our OnlyFans.
Episode, we had a lady in the background squirting. This week's episode, we were
like, she was with you guys squirting.
Yeah,
in the background?
she was on the mm-hmm. bed in the background just squirting.
We actually just the lady, like nobody's specific lady
nope,
friend.
She was just playing. Yeah, no, she just
was her
she
face
only fans.
Mm-hmm. She has OnlyFans herself. Yeah, so she was ready and willing to go.
Does every episode get put on OnlyFans, or only the ones where there's like ladies in the background squirting?
Yeah, we try to. Go ahead. Yo, we're so nice to each other.
I know. So kind.
Yeah, so we try to have tutorials. Like this week, we had Jet Set and Jasmine on.
We love Jasmine.
We love her. And King.
Yeah, she gave me a lesson on impact play. So we had a subject here, you know, with a mask on and lingerie, and I was able to spank and rub her in the background. You know, our next episode, I believe we're doing a little bit of BDSM. We're tying some people up. I don't know if that's S&M, BDSM. What is that?
When you talk, I want to come to New York and live out my OnlyFans BDSM dreams via.
Come through, pull up. We'll love to
Carter
have you.
Via Carter Soft. Yeah. I don't know if I can't squirt. I don't know what would I could like shake some titty in the background. Nobody wants to see.
Y'all already titty. Shaking titties in the background.
Mad
right, true.
Yeah, you guys, if you guys are
right
watching
now.
This.
Do you want to be topless and we can add you to OnlyFans?
Please.
Oh, yeah. Can we get that footage for our OnlyFans?
Yeah, Erica's getting her hair done, and so we have a beautiful woman in the background, but you can only really see her lovely hips and titties. So we were just proposing
nipple
that maybe
ring
she,
piercings.
Yeah, so we can't.
Just everything, just wonderful about.
What, why am I so attracted podcast? To nipple ring piercings? What is that
like,
about?
They're mysterious. They're like, they oh, aren't. What's underneath there? Like, what's going on? Oh, you're freaky. I didn't even know.
Yeah, it's like a freaky little secret.
Yeah, but it's not that much of a secret if you don't wear bras, but kind of.
I always kind of wanted it, but I was so scared of the pain. It's, and then also, I'm like, don't love my nipples that much. Like, I've never really loved them because they're like big. So I was like, I don't know if this is
that's
sexy.
The best ones.
I think you'll like them more
really?
If you get them pierced.
Wait, do you have
together.
Big nipples? Big areolas? What? What do you, what
she
is
has
the
big
issue?
Areolas.
I have big areolas. They're very Ooh. Large.
Show oh, the
they're
people.
Light skin? Pancake jokes. Are they light or brown?
They're light brown. Oh, well, actually, they're a little bit darker now because I got my boobs done and I got a lift, and so they like cut all around it, but like it healed pretty well. Maybe I'll show
she
you
got
on
the
camera.
Bisquick breast, bro.
Oh, I can we look? Can we wrap this up?
All right, nice to meet you, folks. Bye. We got to show Orlando my titties.
Yeah, this is great.
No, but
you could show it, and then May can censor them out.
Oh my God!
Yes, I love podcasting. I'll never stop podcasting.
Oh my God! Are we recording? What's going? Wait, I wasn't ready. I closed my eyes.
You blinked too long.
Oh, oh man, this is the best.
Oh my God!
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You
want to
see mine?
Yes, yes, please. Meanwhile, we're at it. We are here.
Oh,
so you want to see mine?
Yeah,
come see your titties. Let me see them titties.
No, what is happening? No, am I? I don't want to do it.
Ooh. I do love a suck at a little nipple every now and then.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Every now and then. That should
like,
be a
no. Often, I mean, in sex in general.
Do you like your nipples like played with, licked, or sucked?
I love
sucked,
it.
Licked, clamped.
I can never really Clamp? Tell because I feel like some men feel weird about it. Like they feel like it's gay or something. Whatever.
Some guys do because they're stupid.
And so like I'm always I never know how to read it because sometimes like I've had guys that like specifically ask for it. And then I have guys that when I do it, I'm like, is there sensation here? Like what's happening? Am I wasting my time? I'm moving on. I don't know.
We got to just like check in and see like. Oh, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You hit that nipple. I'm a. Oh, yeah, right there. Hold on.
You're going to cradle your dream.
Grab her head.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's sign one. That's a good way to know.
Well, on our podcast, we are aware that men are very sensitive about what you do to their bodies. And we always talk about it like, yo, your whole body has erotic zones. It isn't just your balls and your dick. Like, you can do other things. And if you're doing it with a woman, you don't, unless you're desiring a man to do it, there's
right,
nothing
it's not
gay, about,
gay
it.
About it. I always said that, like, well, that's so stupid. In fact, people who are like, who push back, I'm like, do you have gay thoughts? And that's why you're feeling so strange about it? Like, I don't really care what it is, but like, stop.
Speaking of male like vulnerability when it comes to their body and all the rules niggas have put on their bodies, I don't even like and in the man's defense and in the black man's defense, it's very deeply rooted in so many other trauma things, slavery, you know, our bodies being mistreated and used in all types of ways.
Being
however,
broken.
However, I was looking at your Instagram, gentlemen. And you had this post from Orlando. It's Orlando's tip.
It's clearly Orlando's tip.
It's actually his tip number one. Tip number one.
Oh, here we go. Damn, they caught me on the right day.
A tongue in his ass. A tongue in his butt a day keeps the sluts away.
I agree with that.
And then in the caption, Orlando's tip. If that crack ain't wet, he can't wife you yet. I said, okay.
Wait, what is his comment?
If the crack ain't wet, he can't wife you yet.
Oh my god.
You know what? That kind of turns me on. I really like guys who let me, like, who are open to, like, getting their ass ate, because I just think it's, like, fun and freaky and also, like, vulnerable and, like, lets me dominate a little bit. But guys who, like, give me shit, like, are like, eh, I'm like, oh god, it's over.
I don't mind doing it, and it's fine. I actually enjoy it sometimes, but sometimes I'll just be like, I have to know that you're, like, prepared.
Clean?
Yes, because I feel like a lot of men don't even consider that that's an option. And then, like, I can't just be, like, just risking it all and shit, like, hoping that...
You have to know who you're dating. Like, you have to know who you're dating, right?
Yeah, my shorty knows.
Like, but also, like, I don't know which... You might have went to the bathroom, like, 40 minutes ago. I didn't see. Like, I need to make sure that, like...
Well, I'm, like, I'm going to assume there's showers first. And also...
Well, we also... Like, Jamila told me the other day. She was like, oh, my God, this guy, he went to the... He took a shit, and then he got in the bed with me. And I was like,
wait. He was naked, and he didn't, like, my whole thing is, this is my thing.
But, like, had y'all been fucking already before that, and then he went to the bathroom and came back?
No. I mean, maybe we were messing around. I don't remember. The point is, there's a shower readily available right there. We're not in a rush. We're not going anywhere. Get your fucking ass in the shower. I'm not going to get my ass fresh off the toilet back in the shower. I'm going to get a washcloth. I'm going to just jump in the shower and jump back out. Unless we're in a rush.
So every man needs to take a shower after he shits. Period.
Before you get in the bed with me fully naked or put on some underwear.
But what if he shit before or you go out and then you come back?
You have to use a baby wipe.
I hate this.
That would help.
I hate this idea.
I will say this. Every time that I've gotten my ass ate, I've gotten like a compliment about the taste. Whether it be a taste or
because
no taste
you
at all.
Washed it or because you like because
I'm very
like
clean.
Aromatherapy in
I'm
there like
very big very tasty oh, Orlando
my oh, whole thing too. Is I just want to know stop. I'm dating a clean nigga overall
so
in general
Orlando are just annoyed now his shit tastes good
well,
like
look,
this
nigga,
guy
if Orlando, if
like, come on
is,
like come
if
on
Orlando
you mad.
I've had compliments on my butthole too. I've had also similar compliments, Orlando.
If Orlando is putting this tip on the internet, that asshole mm-hmm. better be squeaky clean, okay?
Chef's kiss, baby.
That's all I have
Chef's
to
kiss.
Say.
Well, I'm gonna let you say. Know. My lady knows for sure when she's feeling freaky like that. She tells me, "Yo, good. Make sure your shit is right, because I don't.
Why
I'm not jumping
have to
in
tell
the shower.
You?
I'm
why
not jumping in the shower
you?
Afterwards. I'm not.
Why? I don't understand why. What's like the big deal without just washing your ass?
Well, for one, for me, okay, I get it. But I'm also fucking you in your ass. I'm also putting my tongue in your ass. And sex is a very carnal, nasty thing. Like, why are we trying to polish it up? It's like, I get it that you might be a little turned off by a smell or whatever. I get it. Like, if you're putting your nose down there, all right. But come on. Let's not turn into total fucking germaphobes here.
If I'm putting my tongue in your ass, I'm clearly not a germaphobe. I just ask that every time you wash thoroughly. What the fuck?
Have you ever had an anal mistake?
Yes, but that's going in my ass. Mm. My
I'm
tongue.
Going in there.
The tongue going in your ass, too.
I'm going in there.
My tongue's not that strong. Ass, you
know? My tongue is short, but somehow, some way, I find it in the ass. It's not a long now. Tongue.
I just want y'all to
I
take
know,
your
right?
shirt.
Well,
you're,
so
only going, you're only going in the first, that first, that first.
How long is
little...
your tongue? Like, let me see. Let me do a tongue check.
It's so little.
Okay, Tahoe.
Yeah. I know, right?
Let's see your tongue
length.
Let
me see your tongue, Tahoe. Okay. My, you have a very
long
tongue.
You see, this is what I don't like, because I always get the compliments on my dick, but anytime I show my tongue, I always get a reaction like it's a little dick. So it's like, oh, it's so little. I've gotten, oh, but it's cute, though. It looks like...
It doesn't mean it doesn't get the job done, baby. You
it does not.
Hey,
think about the size.
Someone's tongue. I mean, only if it was
you,
really
you
long.
You should stop bringing attention to it. You should stop saying I have a short
yeah,
tongue.
Yeah, don't tell nobody because I've never asked a nigga to like.
But does it really matter?
Except like for the. Right now.
I don't think it. I don't know. I don't know if I've had a nigga with a little tongue, but I don't think it matters. Does it,
like,
does
what
it
do you
wet?
Need the length of your tongue for? Like, what do you
I
actually
thought,
need it?
I would prefer a wide tongue.
I think I have a wide tongue.
So, in my defense, I always used to think that I couldn't eat pussy right because
white tongue.
I had a small tongue, but then starting this podcast, I've actually learned how to eat pussy better, and now whew, I really realize.
What is the tip to eating better pussy?
What helped me was I created a suction in my mouth when I put it over her vagina, and then I would lick the clit in different motions. I never liked the whole spelling your name or doing alphabet or whatever.
Wait, that's what people said to
that's
do?
That's like high school. Like,
really?
Or you said, yeah. Like,
Yeah. So it's just to it's just to mentally make sure I'm not doing like the cat lick of up and down. So what I'll do is like math.
Oh God! I literally just tried to spell my name. That was not cute. Look at Tahoe looking at me. He's looking at me crazy.
No, I just want to know. I often ask this question, and I've asked it to one or two people on the show, and I want to ask it here. When you have a guy go down on you, is it for the purpose? Do you want him to think I need to make her come, or do you want him to enjoy going down on you?
I feel like if you enjoy it, you're gonna make me come. If you're thinking I'm gonna make her come, you're not gonna enjoy it. In fact, I had a nigga who was thinking that, and he was cat licking the shit out of my vagina, and it irritated me.
Because he was trying to get there, just get it.
Yeah,
feels too much like for their own pleasure and not mine. I'm like, chill, nigga. Like, okay, I got it. Like, who are you? Who is this for? Me or you?
Well, who do you give head for?
Us.
Who do I get head from?
Yeah, who do y'all give head for?
Oh, give head for?
For the person I'm giving head to.
Do you give it for him or for you?
Oh, for him.
Yeah, for him.
I mean, there's a little bit in there for me, a lot, because I enjoy it. I mean, obviously, I enjoy giving head. So, yes, I get pleasure out of it. I do. There's obviously a control element to it. I feel like, in some ways, I feel like I can, you know, control. Sometimes I have no control, and it's just us, you know, going down this head journey together. But I don't do it just for my own enjoyment. I want him to feel pleasure.
Well, so then I ask you now, do you give head for the enjoyment part of it, or are you trying to make him come? I just asked you that about men going on women.
Oh, no.
And normally, now we're going back with the other way.
No, normally it's up to him. It's what he wants to do. Usually.
But what is your, when you go down there, are you trying to make him come, or are you just trying to give him good head?
I don't necessarily have like I don't have a decision in my head. It's like, I'm turned on. I want to turn you on. You can come in my mouth, or I can get on top of you.
I don't want to make you come. I want to sit on your dick. So this my is goal is not to make you come.
This is the reason I asked this. And I apologize, Orlando, for over-talking as I always do. But I feel like men don't go down and don't eat pussy well because they're under the pressure for themselves to make you come. It's like, and it's an ego thing with men with sex, is that we're doing something to this woman. And we hear her moaning, and we see her going through this and this, the other, right? So you go down there, and you, like, attack it. You attack it because you know, like, yo, I'm trying to get this reaction out of her.
Ouch.
Yeah. Aggressive. And that's a big deal, because even a lot of guys go down there, and they go too hard, too fast. They don't build it up, right? With the eating pussy, they don't slowly get her aroused and you know, whisper to the pussy, yo, I'm here. This is what I'm about to do to
whisper
it.
Whisper to the pussy.
You know what I'm saying? And it's because we're looking for this reaction. We're almost under this anvil of pressure of like, yo, I gotta make her come. I gotta see her reaction.
Where do you think that comes from? Like, who made
There's
that
a lot
rule?
Of pressure. I think women do it, but I'm not sure. I don't know, because I'm still trying to figure it out. Honestly, I don't know if I go down there. I think when I go down there just to eat pussy, just to be down there eating pussy, it's way more of an enjoyable experience for me than if I'm going down there trying to prove a point. Y'all understand what I'm saying with that?
I think that's the truth for women too. I mean, but experiencing I think men are it from you, experiencing it from a man, I enjoy a man who, you know, is not necessarily, like, I know how to make myself come. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need you to do it for me. I can literally focus well enough, even on some terrible pussy eating, and come.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
I cannot.
Yes.
Well, you need to teach that to the world of women out there that don't.
It doesn't.
What do you mean, like, by pressing their head down and just grinding on their face?
Yeah, that, and also, like, I can literally just think of something sexual.
Really?
I'm getting stimulated. May not be in the way that is fully, like.
It's going to distract me, actually, from coming. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
That's so funny, because I can stimulate and make up a scenario in my mind, and that can get me hard again. And I've done that before with a girl that couldn't get me hard, and I created, like, a whole story. I ended up writing about it, but the whole story, like, spanned in my head for, like, 5 seconds, and I was back up and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. I do that a lot. During sex, I'll come up with a thing in my mind, like, a freaky concept that will, like, for me, take it to the next level. And so I thought I was the only one who did that. So
you know what I think it comes from? It comes from, because I for me because I've been masturbating from a young age, and like sometimes I'm not, sometimes I can't find the right thing. Sometimes I like, I'm horny, but I can't connect to something. So I have to find something that I can connect to. And a lot of times it's not always the stimulation. It's paired with that. But like, if it's not the best, I can think of something that would, does it work every time? No, there's sometimes I'm like, nigga, okay, just stop.
So do you think you'd have more enjoyable head experiences if the guy knew just to go enjoy himself versus trying to, like, prove something?
Is that what I should start doing? Is that what I'm going to be like, come enjoy yourself.
No, I just be down there.
Just have a good time. Don't play with it. No
pressure.
Let's talk a little bit in between.
No pressure. We'll have some wine, you know.
Yeah, hang out. Just stay down there for a bit. Get comfortable.
But I think most men.
I would love it.
Y'all are joking, but I think most men, I'm telling you, are under the impression that they have to prove something when they go down there. Especially with new pussy or somebody that you're newly dating, newly fucking. I feel like...
Well, how can women, how can we do better? Tell us how we can do better.
I don't know.
Because most of our listeners are women. So like, what, you are a man, what can we do better to just, what do? We tell you, even our platform, it's all about empowering women and like being not, you know, like just being and embracing your full power without considering a man, right? But not that you guys are not important. We love you. But, like, we just are trying to, like, be stronger and better for ourselves.
Right.
And so I think sometimes with that, there comes this level of disconnect sexually where, like, women are just like, man, fuck you, please me. And niggas just don't know what to, like, there's, like, this conversation that I feel like needs to be had. It's like, no, we still need you and we still love you and we, like, still, you know, we want you to, like, feel... like you can communicate and talk to us, but like there is this level of like
men,
power dynamic.
There is, but men,
which affects sex, is what I'm saying.
Men also, and you know this, you don't really like to hear constructive criticism when it comes to the bedroom, in the bedroom, because there is ego involved, and you just assume that you just are the shit over there, and so like the conversation's not being had for because you're scared to have it with a nigga because immediately he's going to be defensive or whatever, like this dick is great and it's not. You know, so I think but I
think one thing that might help as far as like the pussy aspect is, and this might have helped my mentality also, is realizing that the goal doesn't have to be the orgasm or the cum, but the goal here is just for both of us to be pleased and enjoy ourselves. So once we take that pressure off, it's like no matter what we're doing, we're like, we're getting the moans in, we're getting the feels in, we're using all of our body to enjoy ourselves. And once that pressure is off, it's just like, okay, yeah, maybe I didn't cum, but the time spent and the journey that we had has been great in itself. So even though we haven't gotten to that point, I think is great. But I think both men and women have to come to that agreement.
Yeah, I think that the conversation needs to be had. The conversation needs to be had that, yo, I just enjoy you being down there. Like, it doesn't even have to be like, yo, you don't make me come. It's okay if you don't make me come. You don't even have to criticize. It's like, yo, I just really enjoy the moment. Can we, like, watch a movie and we just give each other head? Can we just, like... You know what I mean? Like, do it like that, where there's no pressure. It's just like, yo, we just chilling. Because I don't think that men realize you could just be down there and just chill. It's no big deal.
My
that
question pressure is, can men? What would a man do who's not ready, which I think a lot aren't, to have that conversation with a woman? Like,
what's a good way to go about it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that conversation, like, the way you said it, seems like some, you know, like sexy.
I think another thing is that, a lot of times we have been conditioned low-key. We're not to go and like just lay in somebody's lap and like have a long, you know, like intimate experience like that. You got to like a motherfucker. You got to be having conversations. You got to want to be intimate. Like, that's an intimate act. We're so busy having situationships and just fucking that
you're trying to get to the nut.
And then you keep fucking and fucking and fucking, trying to be fulfilled, but that's not going to fulfill you, because in actuality, of course, we all want to come. That's healthy. But we wouldn't really crave intimacy. We really crave closeness. We really crave someone I fuck with enough that I want to sit and talk and on and off and kiss. And you kiss my pussy and, like, all these, like, take my time doing it. I'm not like, damn, this nigga's talking again. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, God damn, you're just kind of stupid.
I mean... Those are two different conversations, right? We're talking about intimacy and things like that. I totally get that. And liking somebody and all that. But we're just talking about fucking right now. You got to be able to, like, let's not, what does Dodge say?
Yeah, she Orlando got real conflict. Deep. She was like, yeah. I got high. Connections and love.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just saying, can we just relax and eat pussy?
But you have to feel comfortable to tell a nigga you're not doing a good job. Or I guess maybe, or if you don't care, I guess. I care about hurting.
I feel like the conversation, when you say that women are empowered now and this is a new age, then y'all need to really take ownership of the agency over your own bodies and what happens to your body. And you can't really make excuses. Exactly. But don't, you can't hide behind the excuse of what men, like, you can have intellectual conversations with the person that you fucking. And if not, why are you fucking them? Like, literally, if we're talking about today's age, 2020, then own that and say, yo, this is what I like. It doesn't have to be condescending. It doesn't have to be, like I said, you can put it into a challenge. How long you think I could give you head for? Or how long you think you could give me head for? Or, you know, whatever. Like, figure it out, a way to do it with your person. You know? Let's stop. I used to like them commercials where the guy would say, you don't have to ride between the lines. And that's me. I don't ride between the lines in life. I'm all over the fucking place.
I agree. I'm with that. I don't want to ride between the lines. But I think women haven't been... Our pleasure hasn't been a priority, even to us, because that's just, like, not the social thing. We're always fucking to keep a man. We're always fucking, like, to please the man. A lot of times in other countries, they teach you, like, that sex should be pleasurable from a young age. That's not necessarily what we're taught. You know, we watch fucking Disney and shit, and we're kind of, like, we're just so... I don't think that conversation, until now, because we are empowered and taking power over our bodies and who, what the fuck we want to do and et cetera, now it's a conversation. But prior, really, to now, I don't really think... As women, even as strong women, it was something that we have been programmed to communicate, or even to recognize that we need. Like, I don't really masturbate that much. I'm trying to think. Like,
when women don't play with their pussy, man.
I heard it's not good. Great.
Play with that cat.
What's not great?
That I don't masturbate that much, or women that don't masturbate that often.
Well, don't masturbate shame her. She'll get there. She's working on it. She's come some ways.
So, yo, well, I wanted to ask y'all.
You guys try. You have all those sex contraptions over there, Orlando.
Even masturbation has been more, like, normalized for men than women.
It's true. Wait, can I see one of those contraptions? You got one handy, just, like, laying around or some shit?
Wait, so are you guys both getting freaky on OnlyFans?
Yeah, do you get the sex contraptions too, Tahoe?
Are you putting, is your dick on OnlyFans, Tahoe?
No, his not dick that is I was not OnlyFans.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Wait, your dick's on OnlyFans. On OnlyFans.
So my, well, actually, my old content is still there, so you're still able to go back and enjoy what I have on the.
How
OnlyFans.
Much is it? $9.99.
$9.99, exactly.
How is it hefty? Like heavy?
Have
like,
you seen it, Tahoe? Because you know.
No, I mean somewhat. When he was, we went to a sex party. He saw a silhouette, a little bit, but not.
I want to talk about sex parties because I saw that you had Miss Marley over with you and your girl, or Mistress Marley. I'm sorry, Mistress Marley, and I'm, you know, I'm very infatuated by her. I saw her actually the first time I saw her was at a Horrible Decision show, and she brought out her sub on stage and. I was like, I'd never seen anything like that, you know, like in the flesh, in the fleshes. But you had your own personal experience with her. And like, what was that like? Like, how was that? And that was with you and your girl, right?
Yeah. So it was my girl's birthday. And I'm somewhat of a, I like being extravagant. I like coming up with creative things. You know what I mean? Like, I like creating experiences. And for her birthday, I know that she's into ladies. And I wanted her to have a full experience with women. And I wanted to watch. I didn't want it to be about me or nothing. I basically cuckolded myself where I had Mistress Molly come. And I told Mistress Molly when she was coming that I wanted her to be surrounded by pussy. So she also had another young lady come by. And they attacked her. They came in and they went to work on her with all types of strap-ons and gadgets and whips and floggers, and I'm sitting there just couldn't get hard. I don't know why.
Was it too? Were you, you know what, were you overwhelmed? Was it like?
No, I find that that's not rare.
No.
I find that that's...
You said it was over.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an Orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Overwhelm?
I think so. I think it was, I don't know if it was intimidating. I don't know if it was overwhelming. I was just really, I was enjoying the fuck out of the moment. And I was in space, heaven. Like, this shit is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially that I created this and this is happening. I'm hearing my girl screaming and I'm just like,
that's amazing. Oh, kudos God. To you. Good just, boyfriend.
Yeah. So it was a great experience. And I just want to, if I take one more, I've given her so many compliments already, but I'm going to take the opportunity to give her one more. Mistress Marley is a queen, black queen, just amazing. She's such a nice woman, but when she gets into character, oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Huh.
Wow, can't. I'm really
you got the flu,
infatuated by her. I really would love to.
You
meet
need to
her.
Flu her out.
I know.
So you could for so you could use her. And
can
tell
I make
me
her
it.
My friend? I'm gonna she corner spanked, her in a bar. Like
can
I
watch?
Too.
She spanked the shit out of me while we were recording too. She bought a
right,
she bought a paddle
that.
With her. Whew, amazing times.
Man,
how what you enjoyed that? Do you like? Are you generally submissive in the bedroom, or you I think you said you were in our last episode you said you're usually dominant.
Oh well, I'm a switch, so either way goes, and I enjoy
no,
both
I
equally but I'm pro dom now, so I get paid to like dom, and I dom
so now
remotely.
So now you're a professional dominatrix.
Yeah. And I
what do you mean remotely? Like you do it on Zoom?
Wait, did you get certified? Are you certified dom?
You don't get it. Where do I get certified?
Let me find out. There's a fucking class.
No,
is it Jet Setting Jasmine?
So
what? Let me find out, Jay.
Funny enough that you mentioned Jet Setting Jasmine. So I started, like, since doing the podcast and everything like that, women have been hitting me up and they wanted me to dom them. So I started off as, like, a lifestyle thing, but it was, like, lifestyle virtually. And just my mentality on how I thought doming should be, I tried to create, like, my own type of, like, style. And doing that, I got a little bit of practice, and now I got better at it. And so now I virtually dom someone else, and she's been having a great time. And with Jess Setting Jasmine, I told her like my mentality and how I go about doming, and she approved. She approves, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, if Jet Setting Jasmine
verified,
if you verified by Jet Setting Jasmine, then that's all that matters. I trust it then.
Yeah, I agree.
There's a lot to Domin, though, man. Domin is more than just beating somebody. It's creating the scene,
providing the environment,
building the emotion, building the sensitivity up, and breaking it down.
Knowing what to say.
Oh, you have to know what to say. You have to believe yourself.
You have to believe it, because if you
have to believe
don't believe it, yourself
the confidence,
won't
the
it.
Confidence is there. And they could, even though I'm doming virtually, she can feel my confidence through like my words and what I say to her. And like, so one hint that I like give when I explain like how I dom, I make sure that you don't know the difference between your reward and your punishment. And you don't know when either is coming.
So I'm still in love with Lone.
I know, me too. It's my favorite.
Honestly, I can't live without it. I ran out of it. I freaked out. I tried to use some other deodorant. It doesn't work. You guys have to check out Lone Natural Deodorant. My favorite flavor is the Bold Mint. Irie literally sniffs my armpit, asks me if she can wear it, which she can because it's natural.
Isn't that great? You don't have to worry about it poisoning your body. It goes on creamy, but it dissolves. And then in the middle of the day, if you're not feeling well, you can just take a deep inhale of your armpit.
I saw you do that.
And it really makes you feel better.
It's like aromatherapy,
right?
It
really is.
Not only that, I've noticed that my armpits look lighter.
Yeah, it does. It has a like natural lightening agent, so it helps the darkness that usually comes under your armpits from shaving. So it's just doing like double duty work down there. Triple.
Ooh, triple.
Fighting the funk, giving you aromatherapy, and lightening underneath your armpits.
Yep. And if you guys at home want to try Lone Deodorant, make sure you check out LoneDeodorant.com to check out all their products. They have a bunch of different products, deodorants, perfecting mists, chapsticks. They're family owned. I love their family. They're amazing.
They're making it themselves.
They're making it themselves. So use GMBC15 at checkout for a 15% discount.
And you're welcome.
So that's like my angle and my style of doing it. So it's not like I don't play mental games, but it is
that
a mental thing.
Game. Sounds pretty. Not a mental game. I don't know what it is.
Well, okay. So it's not a mental manipulation. Let me say that. It's not a manipulation. So it's like you earn your punishment. And you see, I say words like that, like earn your punishment. So I'm putting like a positive affirmation towards your punishment. And that right there, yes, a punishment you want. It's punishment that you've, whatever you've done, now this is what the consequence for it. But the consequence might be half pleasurable, half punishment. 70% on pain, 30% on pleasure. So it's like you never know. And even if you're into like some type of like pain, I try to strip that away from you. And so I'll make your punishment somewhat pleasurable, even though it's not what you want at the time.
How do you inflict pain over virtually, though?
I mean, yeah. I don't need to be there.
Them to slam their clits in the drawer.
Oh,
or something.
So you're directing? You're directing? Yeah, are you directing the?
Yeah.
Have you ever made her do that?
No.
No.
What's the worst thing that you've asked somebody to do, Orlando? Like, physically
I told
to
them.
Themselves?
I told them that they couldn't come for. They couldn't play with themselves, and they couldn't come for a week, and then. I told them that when we scheduled like a FaceTime meet, and I told them they had 30 minutes to just have regular conversation and then 15 minutes where they could play themselves, and that's when they can finally come. They squandered their time and used the full 45 to like have conversation because they were just getting to know me. And as soon as the 45 was up, I just hung up.
Boom. You're strict.
And then when we went
Damn,
back
that's
to...
Rude.
Yeah, and then when we went back to our conversation, because I would usually just speak on Instagram DM, I told them that because they didn't follow the guidelines of 30 minutes speaking and 15 minutes playing with themselves, that they had to go another week without playing with themselves and coming again.
Okay, I have questions about pricing.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is the first session free?
Because only because niggas have come in my DMs and asked me for this shit like a lot. Once you start sending the cash, it's very rare that it goes through. Like
I have kind of a consistent.
You do? I'm not good at this.
I need more lines. I need to work on my lines more.
I'm not good at this.
But I think he doesn't believe me as much anymore.
I've got $50.
I've gotten like $400.
What?
Probably maybe like 500 total over my whole.
Okay, way to make a bitch feel worse.
My whole 3 month career.
So are all of y'all doming, or everybody's a doming here but me?
Well, I'm just doming in my DMs.
What do you
doming
do?
Doming in my DMs.
What do you do? Like, you're not saying like
is
I need my nails done. Like what do you
doming
do?
Doming in my DMs.
That's an excellent name.
Oh, write it down,
man.
If you know, forget in
oh
5 seconds.
I'm ready.
If we're talking about pricing, what I actually do is like I'll come up with a set price. It depends on like how much attention I have to give them and what they're asking for. But I also get to know them and I'll see like what kind of traumas they had and like what kind of things they don't like when they dislike their restrictions and stuff like that. So that's how I rate my pricing. But something interesting that I do is I get a lot of the money up front. And like, say we start on the first. I get a lot of the money up front, and then I let them know, like, the last week, like, I'll pick a date, and I'm like, this is going to be your last day to send a payment. But I choose every Saturday in between that, and I'll tell them, like, you will send me a tip depending on the experience that you've had that week and how much you've enjoyed it. That will be the tip amount that you give me. So the flat rate would be
there.
What
if they only give you $10?
But and
then what?
And
what
then the tip determines.
And then do you tell them to slam their clit into a drawer? I want to know where's the pain coming.
You do if you continue,
mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So and even with the pain, I'll let them punish themselves. So I'll tell them like to spank themselves and you know do it for a certain amount of seconds and send it to me at like 4:21 a.m. Like wake up in the middle of the night and just send it to me. Like that'll be another punishment.
You're a genius.
You know, I come up with
Jamila
a bunch of
so
things.
Much ammunition right now. I could just see the fucking wheel spinning in her little head. Let's just I have more questions.
And for me, never to dom in person. It's like I feel like I have to be way more creative. Like in over virtually. And I even practiced.
You know you're a good dom if you can do it over the fucking
that's
virtual.
And fuck, that's yeah. what Just Sitting Jasmine said.
You're a god. Boom. You're a goddamn Jesus.
Verified. Yeah,
professional.
Done and done.
Does this.
What do y'all get out of doming? Like, what does it do for you personally? All of y'all. What do y'all get out
money?
Of
money?
Is it just financial?
Well, no. Sometimes it's kind of, yeah. No, I kind of get turned on by it. This guy. Okay, so the guy who I wonder if he listens. Whatever. The guy. Whatever.
Fuck
doesn't
him.
Matter.
Fuck him.
You better. He'll get. Yeah. You're my bitch. He calls me Daddy Jam. And his thing is he would like to watch some, like, I'd say, like, you're going to be on your knees and watch somebody else fuck me, and then they're going to come, and you're going to suck the cum out of my pussy.
I just want to know one thing. The dom guy, the sub you have, this is not somebody that you're fucking with. This is just somebody
I've never met him.
You.
He lives out of state. It's my dom in the DMs.
Okay, this is perfect. Okay. But now he has to sit there and watch. And do all this other stuff.
No, we're just, this is just talking. This is what he wants to do. This is just me saying what you're gonna do. Oh my God, are the kids still up? They need to go to bed.
I know. Oh my gosh, wait, we have that JoySpring Sleepberry Kids Sleep Aid.
Oh my God, yes, we need to go get it ASAP.
That shit is amazing.
It really does work, and it makes me feel so good about it. I don't feel like I'm giving my kid anything unnatural. Everything is non-toxic. It tastes good. It's effective. It's sugar-free. It's dairy-free. It's nut-free, wheat-free, and gluten-free. Literally anybody's kids can take it.
You know, Irie has night terrors, and that Sleepberry Sleep Aid has been saving my life. And she's been sleeping restfully through the night. Not only that, they have so many different products, from protein powders all the way to immune support. So if your kid, you know, gets the flu or you want to build up their immune system, I love the zinc berry with elderberry, also the vitamin C zinc drops.
And for Good Moms listeners, right now they're giving 20% off their entire product line. That's right. Using discount code GOODMOMS at joyspringvitamins.com can get you 20% off the entire product line. And trust me, you want to use this.
Matter of fact, let me go give these kids a sleep berry because they need to go to bed. We need to go to bed, but I'm not done with this conversation.
This is what you're gonna do,
oh,
and you're gonna like
you
it.
Talking.
This didn't actually happen, you guys. Why?
Oh.
What the fuck? You know, I missed it. You thought I wouldn't tell
you? Did you all think it happened?
No.
I thought it was gonna happen. I thought it was gonna. It was like in the process of happening, he had to suck some cum out of somebody's pussy.
Well, you know what? I said like at first I was just like just saying what was going to happen with like intentions of taking your money. Thank you. But the more I talk shit, the more I'm like, could this happen? Would I do this? I mean. I'm like, maybe I would do this. How much money you got?
Orlando, would you be cool with that? Another dude sucking your cum out of somebody's pussy?
Oh, yeah.
Are you trying to manage me? Tahoe's over here like,
But I really want to do a cuckold where, like, the other guy is the cuck and just, like, experience
you
that.
You fuck somebody's woman, basically.
Yeah, see how that goes.
I had that somebody ask me to do that before, and I thought that he was, like, trying to set me up to kill me.
What? We can set this up, Orlando, since we're both now doms. I'm going to be a dom in real life. I know he's listening. Listen, Orlando and I can make this happen.
Yes.
Get your coins together,
mm-hmm.
You little bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Get those fucking coins together. Me and Orlando, when you earn enough money, maybe you can make this happen.
It's the you little bitch.
This is why I'm having a hard time.
You got to end it strong.
I'm trying. I'm working.
You can't laugh.
I'm working.
What the fuck? Orlando, you need to send the bitch some tips.
Okay. We're about to join forces.
Oh, I still want y'all to take your shirts off again.
Oh, horny over there.
Oh, I forgot we did that. Oh, God.
are you scared already? Do you already regret it?
Right?
No.
Whatever. Let's just all do the podcast topless.
Yeah, that would be fun.
That sounds great. Let's do it. I'm with it. Let's do
a Patreon episode.
Oh, we'll start it. We'll do Never Have I Ever.
Okay. I got Let me clear my schedule for the night.
Right.
One thing I wanted to ask y'all, and it's far in the beginning, but I wanted to ask and I forgot. What is like your favorite position to eat a guy's ass?
I like them bent over.
Me too. It's the easiest.
And also, I just, like, there's something about that. Like, I'm a switch, too. And so, I do like to be dominated a lot. Like, I like to be, like, smacked a little bit, choked, hair pulled, like, told what I'm not going to do, or I don't know, shit like that. But also, I really do like dominating someone too, like bending you over, taking it, like you moaning. I like that. Mm. Just like.
So you like the shit smacked out of you?
Not the shit slapped out of me, but maybe like a.
I like pain.
Yeah, a little bit.
I like pain too.
Like, turn your head.
I like to be bit.
Oh,
hard.
Yes.
I forgot.
Especially
she
here,
that.
Like I like just like literally vampire. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I
yeah.
love mm-hmm. this right.
What?
Now.
What do you love?
You love Memma, getting bit. Remember I was telling you about the pain thing?
Oh, you. I know you like pain. You like the nails.
Mm-hmm. But I also like I'll go in the shower after the whole nail thing, and then let hot water hit my back, and then masturbate.
And
yeah, and I'll masturbate to the thought of us just having sex and you scratching my back.
Somebody just throw some grits on this nigga.
Just hit me with two bricks.
Somebody said, I said, throw some grits on this nigga.
So one of the reasons why I asked about the whole ass eating thing is because I realized that I want to try two things. Two positions of me getting my ass ate. Me on all fours, or me bent over, and me standing up. But I also did this thing on like my OnlyFans where I put the camera behind me.
Yet. I've done all of those.
Yeah.
I've done all those.
So I like the legs up too.
Oh my God, the guy's, he was really tall. He was like 7 feet tall.
Oh, you just, so you were standing
You just
too?
Stood up and just put
Basically,
your head up.
Basically, I was standing up.
So I did this position on my OnlyFans where I put like the camera behind me. I put one leg up and I pointed my dick down. And then just masturbated like that. So I was like, if I could do that while getting my ass ate.
Yeah, that sounds
delicious.
Fun.
I, for the one, don't understand how he pointed his dick down.
It was,
while it's hard?
If your dick is hard, I don't see how it can go down.
He's probably leaning a little bit over.
Yeah, I leaned a little bit over. And funny enough, with me and masturbating, when I lean my dick down and masturbate, it gets me to come quicker.
I can't do that. My shit be too hard to go the opposite direction.
Okay.
Like my shit is straight up.
All right, Mr. Strong Arm.
I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with this shit. I'm just saying I don't see how.
Okay, strong arm dick over there.
Well, all I'm gonna say, me and Jamila might have to go half on a OnlyFans account to check out Orlando's dick bending capabilities.
You got five on it?
I got five on it. You got five, bitch. Okay.
All right.
Well, you guys, thank you so much for coming on our podcast.
That was abrupt.
Is it?
That was an abrupt strange.
I gotta feed my kid and shit. Like, it's 7 o'clock.
But it just was still a...
What? It was?
All right.
Wasn't it?
That was a smooth
I don't
ride.
Know.
Get the hell off my show. Right.
They got the dick and kicked us out. Oh, sorry.
Are we getting kicked out?
Yeah.
No,
wait,
I just have my daughter's friends, parents that are probably going
to
come.
Oh, you're scared?
I've hotboxed my home. I'm just kidding.
Did y'all want to run through this one toy before we go?
Yeah.
What is that?
So this is actually a dick extension, and it's molded off of, what's the name again? Shane Diesel? Yeah. So it's molded off
very
of...
Very creepy
yeah.
Wait,
old black man.
Shane Diesel. Why he look like Vin's... Wait, exactly. Oh, he's supposed
exactly
to look
why.
Like Vin Diesel. God.
Okay.
So
wow.
I had this fascination because I like wanted a bigger dick, which I don't even need. But I just wanted like more dick to like fuck somebody with. So our sponsor, Erotic Boudoir, she sent me some dick extensions, and some of them are just like to make the shaft thicker. But then she sent me this. So she sent me other ones, right? But I couldn't fit them. So this dick is the only one that I could fit in. So I put my dick inside here. I would lube it up, put my dick inside here, and it'll expand. I'm gonna send you the text of my dick in it.
Oh my, please do.
I'm gonna text you the picture of my dick in it.
Please text
it.
Right,
is it uncomfortable?
No.
Does it feel good because it's tight?
So what happens is it actually feels like a pocket pussy with just the no grooves on the inside. So it just feels smooth. And for the girl, she just feels the dick.
But does it feel warm, I wonder? Like how good
right.
is it actually?
You can heat
feel?
Up the
I wonder
lube.
If you can feel the difference.
Did the friction
she,
will make
have
it
you
warm.
Asked? Did she say it felt like a dick?
It kind of, yeah, but it kind of feels, I think it's like the molding of it kind of feels like a dick, but it really just kind of still feels like a dildo, I guess. That's what she said.
Can y'all tell
imitate.
The difference between
you can't
dick and
imitate.
You can't imitate
you
can't
the
imitate.
Heat in the skin.
The
and
veins.
But I will say God. This, it's just different types. It's just different types of pleasure. Like not one like is better than the other, in my opinion. It's like there's pleasure with toys, pleasure from head, pleasure from masturbation, pleasure from sex, and it's like all different types. And like whatever you feel like for the time, that's what you can have. But this shit right here, it was something else. Actually, I texted you the picture in the group chat. So you guys can go check it out. Look, scrambling
shit.
For their phone.
Y'all in a group chat? I wasn't invited to the group chat.
Oh.
Well, now,
that's very
now I'm
like very cinematic, this
wow.
photo.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send you a picture of my dick, and then you can see like what was inside what.
Okay, yeah, wow. I want to see, because that is interesting.
You just want us to see your dick.
I want to see it.
You was going to sign, you was gonna sign up anyway.
right, right, oh, true. Shit.
Tahoe has left the group chat.
Oh, wow.
Oh, stop, stop. You're going to make me blush. Stop. Oh, my gosh, I'm blushing.
I like curves over here.
Curves. It's a very strong curve.
It's a very pretty, it's a very beautiful penis.
Thank you, thank you. I'm honored just to have that compliment.
That's such a good compliment. Somebody says you got a beautiful penis. That's a great compliment, bro.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for sending that.
Wow.
That made our evening.
I'm glad. You made our evening first, so I can only return
the
favor.
Oh, yeah, it's mutual exchange. This has just been a showy episode, huh?
We're all friends
They're
here.
Just
literally
body
no
parts,
topics.
Guys.
We just talked. That was great.
Show titties and show dicks and... Here we are.
Overall, most
it's nature, baby.
It's nature, baby.
I like it. I like it. Anytime anybody wants to get
flew out. We love you guys.
Out.
I'm coming to New York to come hang out. Are you guys going to flew me out or what?
Oh, we'll do something.
I'll take out real quiet.
I'll clear the OnlyFans account right now.
Pay out. Cash out. Oh, my God. It's not net 45? Shit. Like everybody else? Right?
If you guys want to clip or cut that frame and send us your titties so we could throw it on the OnlyFans, we would be honored.
Are we going to split the commission?
Sure.
Right.
How much?
My titty.
What's the cost?
They can't charge for just one picture of our titties.
Yes, we can. We can actually. Can't you put a tip?
You can. You
can?
Yeah, it's like Good Moms, Bad Choices titties. The fuck?
Wait, so you could. So on OnlyFans, you can use not access to just everything. Certain
things. Oh, baby. Let me tell you about the business of OnlyFans now. All right, now.
Oh, Lord,
so,
businessman. Yeah.
So,
here we go.
There's the flat rate subscription, right? That's so you can see whatever you want. But what you can also do is make your OnlyFans free, and then they have to pay per content. Now, what I do is I have the flat rate subscription, $10. Then it's whatever we put on there for free or whatever. Then I can also send a message with locked content or locked videos, locked pictures, and I can choose whatever picture, whatever price I want to. So say, for instance, we had one girl, she, the one that squirted while we were recording the podcast, she also squirted on a plant. So what I did was, it was a 40-minute video. I cut it up into two parts, and then I sold the 40-minute video to everyone. And we have like over 250 subscribers. And I was like, I'll put it as a price. And if they want the full length thing, boom, you get that. So there's a lot of ways you can play with the money on OnlyFans.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we'll talk business offline.
And we'll add you to the group chat, Tahoe.
Patreon is our OnlyFans. So we might.
It doesn't seem like it says lucrative.
Well, we might have to post Orlando's dick for, well, I don't know, $150 on Patreon. We can split it $75 each.
I mean, hey, we can trade dick pics for tippets. Tick pick, tick picks.
This is true. Mm-hmm. Something tells me
we already encourage our listeners to
send us
the
news,
but no one's sending squirting videos. Damn.
I know. If anybody has any squirting videos, send those too.
Didn't we get a guy jacking off this week?
Oh,
we got a guy.
Fuck, we got the biggest dick sent to us this week. Oh my gosh! And I scheduled it to put it on the OnlyFans. So
I need to see this biggest dick.
I know.
Okay, fine.
If you want to see,
we're gonna get all the free shit. Listen to the whole thing.
It pays having homies, boy. I tell you,
just get him the Dropbox file.
If you want to see the OnlyFans to the people listening, you go to onlyfans.com/hardersoft to see everything, or you could just search hardersoft on onlyfans.com.
Yeah.
Check them out, and also check them out on Instagram. And y'all are on all podcasting platforms, right?
All
podcasting, like Spotify, all that shit.
That's right. Yeah. Hardersoft podcast. Hardest Soft Pod on Instagram?
Hardest Soft Pod on Instagram, on Twitter, patreon.com/hardersoftpod, onlyfans.com/hardersoft.
And if you want to see Dear Orlando Roy, that's his name on Instagram, Dear Orlando Roy, R-O-Y-E. I'm Tahoe_TV. My dick ain't on OnlyFans, so you ain't got to worry about me.
And I'm going to say one thing about the dude that sent us his dick videos or whatever, and what I also take pride in is the quality of how I take my nude. So I'll put up like different angles. I'll put up like different lightings. I have a ring light with different lights. I have a
hue
light
here. I mean, that picture you just sent us was really good.
Oh no, that's weak. That is weak compared. Yeah, I have like
generic.
I got a.
That's a stock photo.
One of my favorite ones is I took a dick silhouette picture. And I had like a nice plant in the background.
You know what? Jamila and I used to be part of this like Instagram sex group, and they used to take the most beautiful black and white shadowed videos. Don't you remember they were like being saunas and be black and white?
I know. We need to revive that.
I was like, they have a lighting crew in here? Like, what the fuck?
It was all black. Yeah, it was. And the squirting was really good.
Matter of fact, I think he did that angle you're talking about with the downward shadow thing. I'm pretty sure that happened.
I'm going to have to revisit those messages.
Yeah, there were a lot of squirting videos. Damn, where is that group?
You know what? They got married, and so it slowed down. Everything slowed down because they got married.
Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm. I need to check in on that.
Don't get married, guys.
I support this message.
Anyway, you know where to find us. GoodMoms_BadChoices on Instagram. GoodMomsBadChoices everywhere else. And make sure you check out our Patreon. That's patreon.com/goodmomsbadchoices. And you can, we have a bunch of secret episodes there. We have just all the shit we don't really feel comfortable sharing here for everybody else is on Patreon. So
we have sex positions. They're not nude, but they're good.
Hey, you know, to be really fun. If we can get y'all to like, I don't know, speak out like your sex positions and we'll just have like, you know. Two people just come
people
up and
do them.
They actually do them butt naked.
Oh my God, they're like next level of Sex Positions 101. Like the real
reenactments. The real reenactments.
Because what we do is we reenact them on each other. Sometimes in lingerie, sometimes in clothes. But really, it's supposed to be educational. It's not really, it is, I mean, that could be educational too, but it's like, you know, we're not naked. You know, I'm just, you know, I got a whole other job and shit that, you know.
Hey,
we can't.
Maybe my pussy don't need to be on the internet.
But before we go, check the group chat.
Okay, there's a nigga, guys. Like, oh,
this the last
God.
One. What? Last one.
What?
Wow, is that with the plant behind it?
You got the plant hanging.
This is.
Mm-hmm. He has an out of focus. Okay, his dick is in focus.
But it's like a silhouette.
Is this portrait mode?
It has to be.
I have cameras. I invested into some cameras.
Oh, wait, then the plant is in focus, and now the dick is blurred.
Oh,
oh my God, it looks so like
it kind of looks like a tree. Like it's like
come lay on me.
It does.
Come
like
rest your head.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
That's my daughter. I name her Balance.
Your tree?
What?
The plant's name.
The plant?
The plant's name is Balance.
But your dick and your daughter.
You guys can't make jokes like that.
What? I don't know what's happening.
He's talking about the plant.
Yeah.
He has no animals or no children.
I think your plant needs a new name. I think your plant needs a new name.
You don't.
Okay, but maybe she's not your dog. I don't know.
Anyway. You know, niggas who don't have kids love to call their pets and their other living things children.
That's what we got.
Like, I'm a dog mom.
Creepy.
Creepy. And I'm a plant dad.
Okay.
That sucked.
Whatever. That all good. The parents are like, yeah, okay. Yeah, they don't need fucking snacks.
Ladies, thank you so much.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.